5:36, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday, and it is hot, although it is cooling off. I mean, may want to grab a sweater. We're down to 97 at the moment. It's 100 or better just about every day this week, and then you put the heat index in there, which apparently is a thing, and it's going to feel like 110. Wow. Ken says, Jeff. Actually calls me Mr. Katz. Oh, come on, Ken. It's just Jeff. You may have to remove the hard drive and connect it to another working computer to recover your files. All right. Okay. Well, okay. 804 says, Jeff, your computer is just having a bootload issue. It's actually not a big deal. I could fix it or get it to boot, whatever you'd like to do, but believe me, buddy, it is no big deal. Okay. There are a lot of people telling me that, and I am really, really grateful that they're telling me that, and I sure hope that it's completely and totally true. And I will keep you apprised. I promise you. I promise you. I want to take us all to school. Well, actually, I just want Maggie Brennan from I don't even know. Is she CBS, ABC, NBC, Pravda? I don't know. Whatever it is that she does. She does some talking head show on Sundays, and she's like the main talking head. But the last couple of shows, I don't know why they're still inviting people from the White House, why they're still inviting people from Team Trump, because they just mop the floor with her. And well, but here's another one, and it's Secretary of State Marco Rubio. This is cut number 10.
So this mission was a very precise mission. It had three objectives, three nuclear sites. It was not an attack on Iran. It was not an attack on the Iranian people. This wasn't a regime change move. This was designed to degrade and or destroy three nuclear sites related to their nuclear weaponization ambitions. And that was delivered on yesterday. What happens next will now depend on what Iran chooses to do next. If they choose the path of diplomacy, we're ready. We can do a deal that's good for them, the Iranian people, and good for the world. Yeah. If they choose another route, then there'll be consequences for that.
Let me follow up on a phrase you just word, weaponization ambitions. Are you saying there that the United States did not see intelligence that the Supreme Leader had ordered weaponization?
That's irrelevant. I see that question being asked on the media. That's an irrelevant question.
No, they had that everything is the they key point in U.S. intelligence assessments. You know
no,
that.
No, it's not.
Yes, it was.
No, it's
that
not.
The political
no,
decision
no,
had
well,
not
Well, I know
been
that
made.
Better than you know that, and I know that that's not the case.
But
you
I'm asking
you
whether the order was
about.
Given.
And the people who say that, it doesn't matter if the order was given. They have everything they need to build nuclear weapons. Why would you bury things in a mountain 300 feet under the ground?
Right.
Why do they have 60% enriched uranium? You don't need 60% enriched uranium. The only countries in the world that have uranium at 60% are countries that have nuclear weapons. Because
right.
they can quickly make it 90. They have all the elements. They have. Why do they have a space program? Is Iran going to go to the moon? No. They're trying to build an ICBM.
No, but
so
that's
they can
a question. That's a question. That's a question of intent. And you know, in the intelligence assessment, that it was that Iran wanted to be a threshold
How
state
do you know
and
what
use
the intelligence
this leverage.
Says?
I'm talking
How do you
about
know
the public
the assessment
March
says?
Assessment. And that's why I was asking you if you know something
well,
more
that,
from
but
March.
But that's also
if
an inaccurate representation
given.
Of it. That's an accurate representation of it. That's not how intelligence is read. That's not how intelligence is used. Here's what the whole world knows. Now, forget about intelligence. What the IAEA knows. They are enriching uranium well beyond anything you need for,
yes.
for a civil nuclear program. So why would you enrich uranium at 60%
right.
if you don't intend to one day use it to take it to 90 and build a weapon?
Right.
Why are you developing ICBMs? Why do you have 8,000 short-range missiles and 2,000 to 3,000 long mid-range missiles that you continue to develop? Why do you do all these things? They
Understood.
Have everything they need for a nuclear weapon. They
okay.
have the delivery mechanisms. They have the enrichment capability. They have the highly enriched uranium that is stored.
Yes.
That's all we need to see.
Right. Well, and
especially
that,
in
so
the hands
the
of a regime that's already involved in terrorism and proxies and all kinds of things around. They are the source of all
yes.
the instability
and no one's
in the
disputing,
Middle East.
No one's disputing that. I'm not doing that here. And they were censured at the IAEA for that enrichment and for violating their non-proliferation agreements. I was simply asking if we had intelligence that there was an order to weaponize, because you said weaponization ambitions.
Well, we
which
have intelligence that they have
they
everything they
it.
Need to build a nuclear
Got
weapon,
it.
And that's more than enough.
Okay.
Oh, poor Maggie. She is such a dolt, isn't she? And I keep asking myself, is she actually saying anything that is originating in her head, or is she simply regurgitating things that she's hearing in her earpiece? Exactly. No, that's exactly correct. Here's what I think. Just a behind-the-scenes thing. Now, remember, I used to be a CNN regular. This is 1,000 years ago, so don't get all excited. But every other Friday, I was on whatever the morning show was at that time on CNN. And I'm just telling you that a lot of the producers on these shows have an agenda, but they also, I mean, we know that, but they also decide they don't like people. And they'll put people. Oh yeah, they will. They'll put people in positions that are not complimentary. So I'm wondering if this Maggie Brennan has just pissed somebody there, and they're just feeding her stuff that they know she's going to be embarrassed by, and she's just maybe not bright enough to not do it. I don't know. I'm just throwing some stuff out there, see if anything sticks. And if it does stick, we're going to need a magical drill tip on a bomb. NBC, again, allegedly a big-time impressive news outlet, has somebody on there who believes that the Bunker Buster bombs had a special magical drill. Cut number 3.
The fact that the president says that this main site was successfully hit, it could only be successfully destroyed by those ordinances that you are referring to, and in a way they're not only bombs, they're actually almost like drill tips that are able to penetrate deep in the ground and then at a predetermined distance or depth detonate. Mm-hmm. What are the possibilities exactly that any other ordnance could have been used?
Very high.
Wrong, but thank you very much. Thank you for playing our little game, and we have some lovely parting gifts for you. I got nothing else to say on it. No, I really don't. What else are you going to say? All right, well, here, what about CNN? All right, we'll go back to CNN for just a little bit. It pained them, I think, to talk about the strikes. Cut number 2.
It was interesting you were saying that this is like the capstone military strike of the post-October 7th era. And Sabrina, you were pointing out 25-minute operation for 75 strikes. So it was designed for impact. Unfortunately, we don't know what that impact is. What are you looking for going forward?
It was an incredibly complex operation. I mean, you cannot deny the professionalism of our military when it came to this operation. I think there's a lot to be determined, and the battle damage assessment is ongoing on how effective these strikes were. Essentially, what's going to happen over the next few days is different intelligence agencies across the administration are going to be looking for chatter to see what people are talking about, how damaged things are. And then, of course, there's the human sources, either on the ground or all around the world, that they'll be getting collection from. I think it's still too early to tell, but to say that some of these facilities have been severely damaged, I think that is accurate, and that's what you heard from the chairman yesterday.
Oh, okay. They did you hear him? They legitimately actually had to say, well, you know, it worked. Well, I mean, we don't know how well it worked. Maybe it didn't really work all that well. But, you know, at least for now, it's, Well, okay, you can't deny that, but Trump still stinks. Okay. They can't give it up. They can't give it up. You know who's in that camp right now, I think? Now, I haven't listened, and I, with all due respect, I have zero intention of listening, anytime in the foreseeable future. But my friend Howard Gutman, I think, has just lost his ever-loving mind. I love Howard. I really do. As a human being, he's aces. He's salt of the earth. He's a mensch. But he's a lunatic as well. And his hatred for Donald Trump is just off the charts. So that's the big complaint I get from people. They're like, yeah, I don't listen to him anymore. I was tuning in for In the Garage, and I forgot to change the station. And the next thing you know, I'm getting yelled at. And, well, all right. I don't know. I do wish him well, though. I do. In his in his future endeavors related to President Trump, which I think will be nil, zero, none. 545, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.